The following is a paid commercial program from the Ulster County Department of Health. This is the Healthy Ulster Radio Show, a weekly talk show exploring community health and sustainability with guests representing a broad spectrum of community partners working to make Ulster County the healthiest in New York State. This program is a community affairs presentation of the Emergency Department at Health Alliance Hospital in Kingston, a member of WMC Health.
Good morning and welcome to Healthy Ulster Radio. My name is Vincent Martello. I'm Director of Community Health Relations for the Ulster County Department of Health and Mental Health. And today, we're going to be talking about a very important topic and one that I'm sure people want to know a whole lot more about. And that is the Solarize Ulster campaign and what it means to the health and sustainability of our community, our planet, and our finances. And my guest today is Nick Vazda. Nick is acting director of the Ulster County Department of the Environment. And for those of you who don't know, the Department of Environment coordinates environmental policy and resource planning within county government. That includes natural resource planning, energy outreach, stormwater regulation compliance, support of energy efficiency, renewable energy, and green building infrastructure initiatives, and also watershed planning. So Nick, welcome to Healthy Ulster Radio. It's good to have you here.
Thank you for having me, Ben.
Yeah. And before we talk about the details of the Solarize Ulster campaign, I'd just like to review for our listeners some of the implications of climate change, much of which our listeners may be aware of, but I think it's always great to put a topic like this in context. So, you know, according to the NASA Global Climate Change Initiative, in the last 800 million years, which is roughly the time that all forms of life have existed on planet Earth, CO2 levels have hovered in a sweet spot that supports life on planet Earth, somewhere between 150 parts per million and 350 parts per million. And what happens is if you go below 200, you get the ice age. You go above about 280 or 300 and you get, you know, Colorado turning into a tropical rainforest, which it used to be many, many years ago. However, that sweet spot that exists between 150 and 350 is what supports all life on planet Earth. It's what makes planet Earth so unique. Well, since the Industrial Revolution and the burning of fossil fuels, we are now exceeding 400 parts per million of CO2 in our atmosphere. And what that means is that the only reason why it's not led to catastrophic and irreversible consequences is because the ice caps have not completely melted, although they are diminishing more rapidly and extensively than at any time in recorded history. So when we've also talked about on this program about the impacts of climate change, and before the show, we talked about how much more the public health community is involved. And that includes more frequent and intense storms, wildfires, other natural disasters, ocean levels rising and warming. And now when ocean water warms, it has less capacity to retain oxygen, which is the essential resource for all marine life. So there are great impacts there. Famine, enhanced spread of communicable diseases and insect-borne diseases, refugee crises, and many, many other consequences. So it's really incumbent upon all of us as a community and individually to do what we can, to do our part individually and collectively to mitigate that. And solar, among other renewables, is one of the technologies that is readily available, is becoming more and more affordable, and is a great way for us individually and collectively to make a difference. And we know that solar energy is safe, it's clean, it reduces CO2 emissions. And again, as I mentioned, it's becoming more affordable every day as efficiency increases and new technologies come online. So Nick, on that note, as by way of introduction, tell us about what community solar is in Ulster County.
Community solar is at its basic form, a program for shared renewables. And it's not limited just to Ulster County. It's a state program. And it's governed by state public service commission regulations that started in 2015. And what it's called under the regulations is community distributed generation, which includes solar, but also other renewable forms of electricity, primarily hydropower and others. What it allows is multiple utility customers to connect to a single solar facility that is located locally or within the region of the utility customer.
Mm-hmm. How does that work practically? Can you give us an example of how that works on an example in an Ulster County community or town or what have you?
Right. So there are four entities who make up this network, this program. So there are solar developers, the companies who design, build, and finance the solar arrays. And these solar arrays are typically larger than what will be on someone's property or someone's home. It'll be 2 megawatts or larger, up to what's considered utility scale.
So like a farm, solar farm.
Solar farm, yeah. Right. Solar farm, solar garden, mm-hmm. a lot of different names. And then under the rules of the program, the developers are required to distribute this power to utility rate customers. So those are the members of the solar project. And then typically there will be a what we call the provider in the Solarize Ulster program, but an entity who manages the subscriptions for the program. So they will enroll the members, keep track of the credits that are flowing from the generation of electricity, and make sure that the accounting is done correctly through the fourth partner, who's the utility, the electric utility in this mm-hmm. case.
And how does the money work? I mean, what's the upside for the developer and the customer? Can you review
right. For a developer who participates in the community distributed generation program, they can receive more and different types of incentives for the cost of development that come from the state. That's the driver for why a developer would create a community distributed generation project rather than another type of project that goes to a sole off-taker. The benefit to the member is that they can, by taking part in this process, they can save money on their electricity bills. And the way the program is designed is that there are guaranteed savings to the member subscriber to the solar array.
Mm-hmm. So the developer goes out and develops this solar farm with whatever incentives that are provided by various governmental entities, right?
Correct.
And then, so they throw it open to anybody that wants to participate. I mean, does the electricity generated from a particular solar farm only go to members that sign up for that particular farm, or is it just go into a more of like a collective, equally distributed thing?
That's a key point to discuss here in how this program works. So when the electricity is generated at the solar array, it goes into the grid, and it's not discriminate to who gets the electricity or how it's consumed. So it goes into the local grid and it gets used by the nearest available customer in the distribution system. The community solar program, the way it's set up by the Public Service Commission, is that when that electricity gets generated, it gets turned into monetary credits through a calculation that is done between the state and the utility. And those monetary credits are then what get credited to the subscribers for that specific solar field. And I mentioned that it's local and regional. The requirement under the program is that the subscriber who has a utility account, that's the prerequisite, their utility meter has to be in the same electrical service territory as the solar array.
Uh-huh.
So for us,
part of one system. Right?
Correct. Yeah. So for us, that's primarily Central Hudson in Ulster County. And as long as the solar farm is in Central Hudson's territory and you as the subscriber are in Central Hudson's territory, you are eligible.
Mm-hmm. And And so I guess for the homeowner, you know, I'm on a community solar program that actually began before Ulster, through my town, before Ulster counties began. Mm-hmm. And one of the big advantages to me as a homeowner was that I did not want to go out and get financing to put my own solar panels on the house. I really didn't want, a long-term contractual commitment, and I really didn't want panels on my roof, drilled into my roof, even though companies do it well. I live above the Ashokan Reservoir, extremely windy in the wintertime. I've had shingles blowing off the roof and whatever. And so I just didn't want any of the, I didn't really want to think about it. I just wanted it to be seamless and easy to buy into. I wanted to be part of the solar community, but I really didn't want all of the attachments that go along with it.
Correct. Yeah. That's the beauty of this shared renewables model that the PSC has set up, is that it opens up participation to those who were previously unable because they're renters or because they don't own the building where they live, mm-hmm. a condo, for example, mm-hmm. or those who preferred not to put it on the roof. So again, the only prerequisite is having a utility bill that you pay. So
it's a beautiful
anyone
thing.
Can participate. Yeah.
It's great. And I'm sure our listeners want to learn a lot more details, and they will after these short words. You're listening to Healthy Ulster Radio. We'll be back.
Heart attacks won't wait. If you ever have symptoms of a heart attack, you need to get to the nearest emergency department, preferably one with the technology and expertise to stop a heart attack in its tracks. Health Alliance Hospital, right here on Broadway in Kingston, has expanded cardiac services, including catheterization and electrophysiology. Now, for many people, Health Alliance in Kingston is the closest option to find treatment of clogged arteries, irregular heartbeats, and to limit damage from a heart attack already in process. For the first time, we have these advanced heart health services based right here in Ulster County. This expansion is part of a larger plan to bring advanced cardiac services to Ulster County and the surrounding communities. If you have heart attack symptoms, do not wait. Call 911 and get to the closest emergency department. At Health Alliance Hospital on Broadway in Kingston, we are ready to see you now. That's Health Alliance Hospital on Broadway in Kingston. WMC Health. Advancing care here.
Social distancing slows the spread of coronavirus, so if you have a fever, dry cough, and shortness of breath, call your healthcare provider before going in. More info at coronavirus.gov. Let's all do our part, because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
And now, Healthy Ulster continues. This is a weekly presentation of the Ulster County Department of Health on 92.9 and 96.5.
Welcome back. You're listening to Healthy Ulster Radio. My name is Vincent Martello, Director of Community Health Relations, and my guest today is Nick Vazda, who's Acting Director of the Ulster County Department of the Environment. And Nick, before the break, we were talking about community solar and how people can get involved, what the relative advantages are. Tell us a little bit about what the commitment is and how that works.
Right. So we talked about how the solar power gets converted into credits, mm-hmm. and how it works in practice with receiving the credits on one's electricity bill is that they get directly applied through your utility to your electricity bill. We'll use an example of $100. So in the month of May, you received $100 of credits on your utility bill. The agreement that you would make with the solar provider, the community solar provider, is that you will pay them back for a portion of those credits, and you will only pay them for credits that you've already received. And the model that is prevailing and that is in play in the Solarize Ulster program is a discount. So you'll pay them back for a 10% discount, meaning if you receive $100 of credits, you pay the provider back for $90, and then you receive the remaining $10 as a benefit. One analogy I like to use is that it's similar to buying gift certificates to pay your utility bill at a 10% discount. That's effectively what the subscription is. So when it comes to a commitment, there's you do sign a subscription to take part in this program, but typically, in Solarize Ulster, the providers we've selected, there is no commitment to maintain that contract beyond the short period of time it takes to start and stop the transactions with the utility. And that's 60 to 90 days is what they say. Mm-hmm. Hidden fees. No, there's nothing. So you'll sign the agreement to receive the credits, mm-hmm. and you'll have full transparency about the number of credits you receive on your electricity bill, because it will come from the utility, not your provider. And then again, you only pay back a portion of those credits to the provider.
Interesting. And so tell us a little bit more about the Solarize Ulster campaign and how it's organized through your department or in Ulster County.
Right. So because of the model where it's a model of credits rather than actual kilowatt hours that one is buying when you subscribe to community solar, there's a lot of questions around the program. Difficult to ensure that every potential subscriber is comfortable with the way the model's set up and to understand that they are getting a good deal and saving mm-hmm. money in the program. So we as Ulster County government were partnered with three different providers of community solar credits. And how we selected those providers was through a competitive procurement process. So we read proposals, understood their business model, how they worked in the community, and picked three providers who support our goals and who are trusted by us to provide community solar subscriptions to the community. So that's the genesis of the program. And then Solarize Ulster in itself is a campaign to maximize the number of utility bill payers in the community who sign up to community solar through, ideally through one of our providers. And the benefit that comes with the Solarize Ulster program that does not exist if you were to sign up with another provider necessarily is that our providers have agreed to make a donation to a fund that is that will be directed towards Green New Deal programs for the county. And also the providers will give a subscription bonus to each subscriber of $100 in the form of a gift card.
Nice. Yeah. Very nice. Mm-hmm. That's a win-win scenario. Right. And so since you mentioned the Green New Deal in Ulster County, I'm familiar with it, having read it about it. Can you just clue our listeners in to some of the key highlights of the Green New Deal that the County Executive Ryan has put together?
Right. Yeah. The Green New Deal is a plan that was released it was released on Earth Day of this year. And it's a plan to create a green, equitable economy. So it focuses on renewable energy and energy efficiency and areas of work that will help to combat climate change and to reduce emissions. But it also focuses on ensuring that that jobs are created around the initiatives, green jobs, we'll call them, and also that our natural resources are protected. And that breaks down into four areas of action areas. And I'll go through those now. The first one is accelerate the transition to clean energy. This is where Solarize Ulster comes into play. This is a program that is meant to improve access of county residents to renewable energy and help the developers of renewable energy develop more projects in the community or in the region, in the utility territory, like we discussed before. The other three pillars are build the equitable green economy, conserve our natural resources, and build resiliency. And there are only three. I'll leave it at that.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting, and that, you know, and that's why the public health community has gotten so involved, right? Because we know that in public health, you can't improve the health and well-being of an individual, a neighborhood, an entire community without looking at the total context, and that involves not only just medicine and, you know, healthcare, but also jobs, also housing, also affordability, quality of life, all those issues. And that fits really well into it. And, you know, and it's interesting because, you know, there's always in the past, there's been this dichotomy between environment and business, right? You know, there's business, you know, versus the environment. And more and more and more and more business sectors and organizations are realizing that there's a tremendous upside opportunity to be had by investing in renewables and investing in green technologies. And, you know, I was listening to a Federal Reserve webinar where the director of renewable investment for Morgan Stanley said, you know, it used to be a niche thing. You know, it was like a feel-good thing they would attach to someone's portfolio. She said, now it's a multi-trillion dollar business, and investors are clamoring to climb on board. Mm-hmm. So right. It's really great that Ulster County is committed to this on a local level, because that's where, you know, we may not be able to change the global picture dramatically, but we certainly can change where we live and then make a difference collectively. So, right. So
yeah, what about I'll say that the Solarize Ulster program is one way that we've started in the very short term to where anyone in the county can take part in the Green New Deal.
That's great.
Help to build additional renewable energy resources in our region.
Easily, right? Yeah. I mean, it's so easy. And what about businesses? I had Nell's leader from Bread Alone on the program not too long ago talking about their substantial commitment to renewables. You know, he was talking about how he advises his business colleagues to start small, you know, take small steps and then build up and then go, you know, build from there. So what's the advantage to a business?
A business will receive the same discount, the same terms that a residential subscriber will under the community solar program. So the only requirement is that one has an electricity account. I will say that those businesses that have larger electricity accounts with much higher usage and potentially demand meters may fall into a different category in the program, but they can still participate and they can still enroll with our subscribers or with others that are community solar subscribers. And I will say that Ulster County, the Ulster County government, we have subscribed several of our government-owned buildings to at least the utility accounts for those buildings.
Great.
To community solar subscriptions. Great. And we're saving money on utility costs.
Great. So Nick, before we run out of time, tell our listeners how they can get involved with community solar in Ulster County, how they can subscribe and where they can go for more information.
Yes. The program of Solarize Ulster will be running through the end of the year at least. And all of the information available is on our website at solariseulster.org. And there you can find links to the three providers that we've selected, to their landing pages to enroll, or there are phone numbers to call to enroll.
Sounds good. So listeners, if you've been waiting, sitting on the fence, waiting to get, you know, jump into solar renewable energy, here's your chance. Quick, easy, and really, and helping our community, helping our country, helping our planet. And it's really great. Thanks for your great work, Nick. You and your colleagues, we're really grateful for it. And tune in next week for more great information that you can use to keep yourself, your family, and our community healthy and strong. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Healthy Ulster Radio Show from the Ulster County Department of Health. This program is a weekly community affairs presentation sponsored by the Emergency Department at Health Alliance Hospital in Kingston, a member of WMC Health. Thanks for listening, and be sure to join us for another edition of the Healthy Ulster Radio Show next weekend.